is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling.
Next on News for the Soul, Healing Embrace with Linda Dosett. Linda's intuitive empathic skills allows her to work on multidimensional levels. She is a medium for light language from source where her high-frequency beings of love and light come through to bring you expansive, beautiful, and loving energy to assist with your soul's journey here on Earth. Please welcome back Linda Dosett to News for the Soul.
This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air. Next on is Linda Light Channel. Linda Hathoria of Healing Embrace brings you expansive, beautiful, and loving energy to assist with your soul's journey here on Earth. Linda is an intuitive empath, life coach, and holistic health therapist. As a transmitter of source, she channels light language and high frequencies of sound to work on multidimensional layers. Please welcome Linda Light Channel.
Welcome to my show, Linda Light Channel. I am your host, Linda Hathoria of Healing Embrace, here to share with you my life experiences and expertise as a holistic health therapist, life coach and light language channel to bring you inspiring conversations. We will explore life, spirituality, energy, light, shadow, Akashic records, holistic and natural ways to support your well-being and spiritual quest in life. I invite you to explore with me. Nurture new growth. Today I will explore with you nurturing new growth as we move into spring. How can you create space to herald in the changes you seek? What may get in the way of finding peace? Let's look at energy from a vaster point of view. Feel the impact of limiting beliefs, then let them go to create space to harness your inner power. Be bathed by what supports and uplifts you. Ah, the smell of spring air brings to me a hint of summer to come, swimming in the sea, fabulous flowers, more outside time, and longer sunny days to enjoy it. What does spring herald in for you? What springs to your mind? Watching patterns your thoughts stream lovingly can show your gems and perhaps some weeds that might be invading your space of tranquility. Can you be a curious cat that greets your day in the wild, in the sun, in the shade, chase a mouse or another cat, and then come inside blissfully purring and sharing your joyful energy with another? Can you hold on to your peace and joy despite the energy of others perhaps grumbling, saying no to your charm and purr? Can you be happy anyway? It's a tricky one. All these energies floating around, all these behaviors and stories. For some, spring may mean hay fever, annoyance. Longer days may hold wakeful children, less time to chill as mum or dad. Or it could be more fun, time outside with the family, full active days and a deep sleep at the end of it all. Or it could bring parties, barbecues, yay! Or noisy weekends as your neighbour parties up. Ah, yes, the world is full of people, like you and me, and every shade of grey. Like a bag of licorice all sorts, we are many shades and colour. How do we find peace when life may throw you a curveball, one that your mind may struggle with, and get caught up in a story of woe is me, And pretty soon you feel hemmed in, out of control, frustrated, and perhaps even at the end of your rope. What then? When you have tried almost anything, what can you do? If noise continues, if the rain continues to pour, if your neighbour continues to irritate you, even on the best of days, if your partner does not want to go out with you or turn the TV, computer, telephone off, what then? I can only share with you here what works for me to bring me peace when a storm may hit, such as an injury, loss, or when family, friends or neighbours may behave in ways I'm not prepared for. I learned eventually that peace was inside me, that finding space is an inside job rather than an outside job. Even cleaning my home obsessively has shortcomings. My peace might be disturbed. It's something out of place, another person's annoying habit. I will pick it up because, you know, they'll never do it. Does this ring any bells for you? I used to get worked up easily over the smallest of things. Now I recognise it as a warning that it is time to decompress, take some time out, and review my thinking. What can I do to invite change? How can you uphold peace in a home with others? We are all cohabiting space with our energy, habits, words, and ultimately our presence can impact on each other on a smaller or lesser degree, depending on your inner narrative and your capacity to connect to your core. Your beliefs and habits can dictate how much you feel or not feel and what you feel. Your story you make of what is happening all around you, a sea of energy, story and possibility. For a time, I was quite oblivious to how my energy impacted on another. Tunnel vision is great when you can see you are getting where you want to go. But what about when someone doesn't want to play ball with you anymore? And are we responsible for their reactions? This is a bit like getting everything out on the table here and see what we are dealing with. Spring cleaning is the ultimate when we can also do an inner spring clean. Invite those troublesome beliefs to come out of hiding and explore them gently. Perhaps ask yourself, is this belief serving me? How does it feel? What might someone else feel? Questions from love can invite a gentler exploration within you to discover more about who you are and what makes you tick and how the stream of awareness, energy and story impacts on your life. Your body is an amazing barometer of your soul. It will reflect to you what you are predominantly inhabiting. If you have a deep need to feel heard, seen, chances are so does someone else need this. We really are not too different, with simple needs to feel loved, be loved, to feel like we matter, and can make a difference in our world for the better. But how does that look? Or could I say, how does that feel? I mean, we can all offer up lip service, say what we think the other wants to hear. But how does peace, truth and love feel like? Can we find space to feel peace within, to nurture our needs and come to know ourselves as peace, eternal, ever-present and whole? Can you stop taking energy from another when you don't get what you want, when you cannot control them? I say absolutely you can. It may take a while for you to figure out just how, but aren't you worth your investment in finding out? It is easy to get swept up in the frenzy of others. It is harder in many ways to go against someone else's status quo and find your own path, your own voice, and your own place in your world. I don't know about you, but for me, I can always listen to another tell me who I am, what to do, how to feel, which way to go, and so on. But it isn't until I have allowed myself some space to feel into, discern and intuit my direction that I then know and find my direction that is self-directed and this feels stronger and more secure. The freedom, to take your life, your will into your own hands and decide for yourself what feels right. Spring invites this burst of new growth. I'm grateful to each valley I've traversed, each mountain climbed, and every ditch that I've crawled out of, to see my soul shining more brightly and self-aware, with a love so deep to sustain me in every fall, every wound, confusion, misunderstanding, separation, to find me still here. I'm here as light, love, expansive and free. Peace exists beyond the noise, discordance, trouble and fear. Peace is here to the seeker who keeps love in their knapsack and remembers to snack on every morsel of universal love flowing their way. Unconditional love is beyond the dance of pain, shame, trauma and blame. A mother's love for her child, a father's love for his baby, grandmother's love for her family, a child's love for play, a baby's smile, innocent, pure and radiant. Love that is felt through your body like sun to a flower, the petals open to what warms and supports you to shine your beauty with the world. Let's look to nature to see how she beautifully shows up as the natural flow of life. Spring, it has followed something. Winter precedes spring, a time of quiet, time to ponder, shorter days, more inside time. Plants are resting in time for the burst of growth in spring. Beauty has become my barometer for bliss in nature. I line my thoughts to her beauty. I breathe into her supportive energy to merge and become beautiful. You too can feel blissful, peaceful, and receive guidance in your day. I have learned over time to communicate lovingly. Instead of berating myself, I listen quietly to my body. If it is feeling yucky, what have I been consuming? I look at my food, thoughts, feelings, and my environment. Do you take time to rest? How do you listen to your body? What do you notice? Notice your feelings and your thoughts. Are you being hard on yourself or compassionate? Cultivate care. Listen to you lovingly. Feel into harmony. What can help you to relax, uplift and revitalize you? Maybe rest needs to arrive first before energy is renewed. What does illness invite? How can you nurture yourself through illness and disease? What can you do to naturally support your health and happiness here? I think happiness and health go hand in hand. When I'm feeling low, my energy and body feel heavy and downcast. My mind might end up talking in an attacking or defensive way, and then I feel worse. Eventually, I work out my pattern and choose to do something more loving and pick up my good habits and mindset that I've used in the past that gave me great results. When you look at your life and yourself with kind eyes, a loving ear that listens compassionately, you become your best friend and advisor. Plant a narrative that nurtures, just like in your garden. You need time in your garden to see what is growing well, what is out of balance, where to cut back, and then build up nutrients in the soil like compost and supporting plants to bear fruit. This is how we can build beautiful beliefs, supportive mindset to inspire, build self-worth and confidence, and carve a pathway to bring change to harvest great rewards. Your life is your garden. Keep it simple, pleasurable, holistic. Take care of all aspects of you. Find time to give yourself a chance to settle into the new. Plant new flowers in your garden. Try new vegetable fruit to eat. Experiment. play and observe how this feels inside. Spring into rebirth like a little lamb running across its own field of possibility. Crack open your nuts of limitation and go deeper for the morsel inside that tastes and feels divine. Explore your garden. Eat edible weeds to see how healing they feel. Go out and try a new game, sport or new social group, and give yourself a chance to be accustomed to these changes. If it doesn't suit, nothing ventured, nothing gained, and nothing lost. It is all an experience awaiting your immersion. I have a favourite saying that keeps me light in my spirit. Angels fly because they take themselves lightly. I often find myself surrounded in feathers when I need that gentle reminder to lighten up. Other times I will hear an uplifting song with lyrics that I need to hear to get back on track and being in the now moment from a space of open-hearted love and peace. There is a time to rest, to review and reflect on where you have been and are now. Both the dark and the light bring their alchemy of wisdom through experience. What have you learned, discovered, and grown into? What have been your moments of clarity? And what helped clarity arrive for you? If you haven't already got a journal or notebook, I highly recommend having one. We often forget our moments of inspiration and clarity. If you write them down, you can revisit this wisdom any time you like, and especially in times of getting stuck and downtrodden. Get that journal out and read your words of inspiration. Breathe them in. Drink them in until you are drunk on love and peace. You'll never look back once you distill your own magic and fine-tune with play, beauty, patience, and lots of love to stay the course of finding your star, your heaven on earth. This is how I cultivate my inner guru, my inner scribe, and inspiration for my life. I invite you to venture a little from the flock to discover your hidden treasure and find your own patch of grass to roam, to lay upon and dream your most beautiful dream. Let's explore further now to nurture spring growth in your world with my healing team's guidance as I go into channel shortly.
Linda Hathoria of Healing Embrace offers you beautiful healing modalities to support you in your mind, body and spiritual wellness. Emanate peace and tranquility, harness the power of your breath and connect to a source of well-being. Choose from healing, massage, soul life coaching, healing circles, the journey for emotional health, soul activation, distant healing, and so much more. Visit her website at healingembrace.co.nz.
Welcome back to my show, Linda Light Channel. Now we're going into the next segment of the show with a guided meditation and channeled light language. Please note energy healing, spiritual discussion and recommendations here on my show is complimentary and self-guided from my connection with Source. As a sovereign being, you are free to explore, to be responsible for yourself and discover your own way to your health, well-being and spiritual nourishment. Guidance here is not a replacement for any medical treatment you may be currently undergoing. I do not offer guarantees for your health, medical condition, ailment or diagnosis. You stand in the light of your own soul and governance. Breathe with me now as we journey together in a guided meditation for your soul upliftment and restoration. So today I got the inspiration to share with the listeners here today about a process that I go through when I get into the zone to bring through my guiding team. It doesn't often happen instantly. It depends on the space that I'm in. Sometimes it can be really quick. Other times there's a moment of adjustment. So for today, I thought I'd give you a glimpse into how quickly and seamlessly that you can transition into different states of being. I first begin with my breath. And it is helpful to place a hand on your belly to connect with your body in a loving way. So if you're able to do this with me now. And if you are driving, I'd suggest pull over to maximize your experience here. Pause your activity. The other thing I do is I have my feet flat on the floor. Helps me to feel connected to the earth. I might wriggle my toes a bit as I'm doing now. Stretch them a little bit and give myself a chance to get comfortable. Then as I sit here with you, I have another palm that's resting on my lap, facing upwards in a gesture of receiving. You might like to do this with me. And then I close my eyes and I call in my healing guidance. I call into the light of my soul. I call into the source of the cosmos, divine love and light. And I give my body a chance to fill up on this beautiful energy. I liken it to refueling your car before you get started. I'm centering my breath and I'm breathing more consciously. Breathing deep into my belly. I'm breathing out as fully out as I breathed in, keeping balance. I breathe the same as if I was in the middle of a pristine forest. The clever thing about your intelligence and the energy of you that sustains you in your world is that your mind can call in nature without physically being there. Your mind can bring this into your energy field. So now together, let's draw upon gifts of spring blossom. Here in New Zealand, we are in spring. Such a beautiful, happy time. And if blossoms don't do it for you, maybe daffodils do. Or the idea of a happy spring lamb baaing and running across the field in delight. So offering your mind to land in something you find beautiful in this moment, no matter where you are, as you listen. And then what follows is I put out a prayer in silence. It's like tuning in the radio into a specific channel. And then I wait. Like a patient listener, I wait to sense and feel and give myself a whole body experience. So allow yourself the time to feel into the beauty of nature, the beauty of your breath, reverence of your physical form that shows up every single day through all your ups and downs of life. Let's begin here with gratitude. Gratitude fosters abundance. And then I feel into little changes, and as I begin to go into a stream of higher consciousness, often my eyes will flutter, and a frequency shifts in the energy, and I get myself ready. It's a bit like hopping into that beautiful river and letting the river have my back and leaning into it knowing that this river of life and love is flowing downstream into the beautiful ocean. And this power of water, water is life. She cascades over all. Beautiful Gaia is here with us today. Beautiful, beautiful Mother Earth. Breathe into her beauty, her strength, her capacity to nourish you on every level of your being. When your mind is open to land, not with just what may irritate you, but what nourishes you. Even if imbalance is knocking on your door, even if water is here and raining and there are leaks here and pipes are bursting, breathe into your capacity to meet this moment the best way you know how in that moment. Be grateful to that, the smallest of things, to get yourself on an even keel when things go topsy-turvy, upside down and inside out. Breathe into your vessel of courage. Breathe into your heart of a lion's love. A lion's love that will protect her family, yet hold space for them to also explore. Just like Mother Duck bravely goes out every single day with her ducklings, not knowing how many will make it today. But she knows they need the freedom to explore, living for this moment. Life lived that is full of adventure, exploration, and courage is a life more enjoyable and more scope to explore, to expand, to grow through your discomfort and find your wings to fly. And even flying doesn't just happen. First, the baby bird is born with barely any feathers and needs that warm nest and its mother to feed it, to nourish it. And it grows through that experience. It's helpless, yet it receives warmth and nourishment. Then it grows more feathers. Starts to get a bit big for its nest. Starts to, what happens if I explore a little bit? But it uses its physical body to feel all those changes. Even sitting above the nest, it will feel, there's a bit more wind here. There's a bit more airflow. That's different when I lift my body up. And then when I come back down into the safety of the nest, I'm cocooned. I'm held here. And then more mum comes along and fluffs me up and feeds me food. I feel better when I have some food and I find my voice when mummy's not here. The journey of the birds. And yes, not all birds make it either. And yet, if we go too far forward into the future and think too far ahead with worried mind and scary thoughts, you will soon find yourself into a stressed ball of knots. So working out what brings out the best in you, dear beautiful beloved ones. Perhaps it is time to feel the feet on the bare ground as the weather warms up. Or find the middle ground, leave your socks on and just feel it a little. Find your safe zone to just stretch a little bit like learning how to swim. You don't just learn to swim straight away. You first might begin to feel your twinkle toes on the sand and the water. See how the little ones respond when they go to the beach for the very first time. Their whole body is immersed in this sensory experience. And these little ones need
the safety of their loved ones, their parents, to hold space but not overmanage, just give them a little bit of room to grow into. By present, watching their delight, watching their reactions, and loving them all the same. Can you cultivate this beautiful love upon yourself? It is inside of you. And you breathe into the beauty that is all around you. Even in moments when you not feel it inside of yourself because your mind is caught up in a ball of knots and limiting thought, can you go beyond it? If you don't see yourself as beautiful, begin with something you do find beautiful and breathe into that. Can you find your free resource that is beyond the reliance on another person, but is simply walking outside and there it is. If you missed out on nature in the day, can you go outside and rug up and feel the night air? If sleeplessness is here, can you open up the windows and look at the night sky? Or if rain is there, can you breathe into the raindrops and find a way to be soothed? Can you pick up a book that you love and read it again to lift your spirit up? Can you pick up some crayons and just doodle? Can you feel the warm sand beneath your toes? Can you brace yourself for the cold in a new way? Maybe splash some cold water on your face. If cold is a difficulty for you, play with cold in a new way to allow the mind to dance a little bit more freely. Can you go outside early enough in the morning and feel the dew beneath your feet? Perhaps get a little finger and grab the dewdrops balancing on the edge of a leaf. Can you go under the shade of the blossom tree and feel into the beauty here? What about the fruit trees and their flowers that become fruit? The flowering of you, the fullness of you, where you are so full, you have plenty of your own fruit, your gifts, garnered from your life experience, harnessed through the lens of love. Can you open wider to this incredible energy that is here awaiting your invitation to dance through your physical form in a myriad of ways? Your divine breath is one way. What happens when beautiful air can create music and different sounds, like air moving through the trees, like air moving through the birdies in song? What about the galloping of hooves? What about every step that you take on my beautiful earth? It is felt as a ripple. Every joyful step is a ripple that you ripple out and contribute to this vast collective of potentiality of joy. You are all interconnected with your thoughts and your feelings and the energy that you choose to dance in. Can you be open enough to try something new? Even Lindy Lou, as she channels here, had a new experience pruning her apricot tree yesterday. Not quite feeling the confidence to know exactly how. But she paused, she breathed into the apple tree. She felt its resonance. She didn't do it straight away. She got the ladder up, she got the secateurs up, the pruners out. And then she said, I forgot to say hello to the apricot tree. And she paused, placed a hand on the tree, and breathed into its resonance, and could feel an intelligence here, then communicating with her through her thought stream. And then she looked wider, stepped back and looked at this beautiful tree. What are the bones of you, dear beautiful apricot tree? And she heard that the meat of the tree is the fruit-bearing parts of the tree. What is the meat of you, the fruit-bearers of you? And where are you perhaps grown too tall, where your fruit is too out of reach and it's difficult for me to go and garner the fruit and catch the fruit and harvest it? Ah, and yes, I have a say in this. Beautiful beloved ones, you have your free will. You have freedom to choose, to immerse yourself and have this experience of growing. And so Linda had a new experience. And then she was given ideas and meditation this morning, which we will share today about the spider web, the magic of the spider. Ah, she weaves her web so many times in her day. The wind can come up strongly and disturb her web. Ah, but the web, it is spun from inside of her. Such a beautiful analogy for what is inside of you. She doesn't give up. She doesn't sit there and have a hissy fit and say, I'm not going to spin anymore. That's that. Go away, wind. Go away. Stop destroying my web. She sits there and she feels into her capacity to keep weaving this beautiful web over and over again. Even when the humans come and walk through her webs, she will weave again and again and again. When was the last time you stopped and paused and looked at the beauty of a spider web glistening in the dew, glistening in the frost? Or a spider that is freshly weaving her new web that is housing her babies. Every creature is unique, just as you are unique. You have your unique expression. And now we will weave in some beautiful starlight language. Light language is frequency of unconditional love. Light, scintillating. Feel into this. Ki runa te kura ki tia, ni kura te kuru tōta kia, ni kōta ki re nea kutōta ki re bōta ki sino tōta ki rōta kia. Light language is like the light and the sounds of nature. No ka kia tiru tō kia, even the sounds so far away, the sounds of space that may be inaudible. Sounds carry vibration. Like the plucking of a guitar string. Like every word that you utter. Every thought that you think. You are scintillating energy. E kuna ki tiro tu ka kia, like the spider weaving her web. E kuna ki tiro ta ti kuna luta kia. Nature created for balance, for expression, for immersion. E kuna ki tiro tu ta kiro tu ka kia. Do not be frightened of me. Reconnect to me. I will reflect to you your innate beauty. Ni kuta ki tino tu ka kiro tu. And if discordance is here, invite love. Breathe into what feels divinely ordained. Breathe into how divine your breath is. It's here without you even having to try. Ki roto ka ki a. Yet you can consciously breathe even more and bring your own flavor, your own resonance. like baking a cake. You can bake a cake your way, your freedom to choose and experiment and immerse and to taste and feel. Nō kōka ki tiro tōtaki a. Freedom to try new things. Start to explore all the wild edibles of me. The less known ones. Go and explore. Go and explore. Nō kōta ki tiro tōtaki a. May you be raised by the rays of the beautiful sun, shining your petals to open to all that supports you. And by this process, may you share the light of your soul, the fun of your spirit, and your freedom to give things a go. Ki rota, ki rota, ki rota. Blessings of love and light to you. Blessings of love and light. And so now as we transition out of that beautiful channel, return to your breath. Place your hands on your body where you can and reconnect your physical body. Wriggle your feet. Perhaps have a gentle stretch. A bigger breath. I'm breathing out. Perhaps go for a glass of water. Water helps you to integrate new energies. Remain hydrated. And give yourself time to transition. Do not rush. Give yourself a moment to just land and be. And when you feel ready, then gently get up and resume your activity for the day. Stay tuned now while we take a short ad break and continue with the Q&A segment of the show.
Linda Hathoria of Healing Embrace offers you beautiful healing modalities to support you in your mind, body, and spiritual wellness. Help to clear and align your energy field, transform trauma and limiting beliefs, alleviate anxiety and fear blocks, feel enlivened, refreshed, and at peace. Open your soul and be divinely you. Visit her website at healingembrace.co.nz.
Some Q&A to read out a question from the community and offer you my guidance. Question. Some days I can feel quite dense with the weight of the world's troubles weighing heavily on me. How can I shift out of this density and find peace again? Now this is something I can certainly relate to and work with often. When I'm aware of the world pressing down heavily on me, I recognize I need to redirect my mind's focus, shifting my perception and come back into my center. Just the other day, I felt low in my mood, fatigued, and my thoughts were landing on worldly events, news, and I was feeling disheartened. My mind got stuck thinking it was all hopeless. If unchallenged, this can leave me landing with more limiting thought. And then I may view the world through a distorted lens of hopelessness. Nothing's going to change. There's no point with my mind looking for more evidence match the mindset or belief I was holding on to as being real. And that's what your mind does. It looks and looks. No wonder I was feeling crappy. Remember the FEAR acronym? Future Event Appearing Real. This helps me to recognize when I get caught up in the projections of a fearful mindset, attempting to future cast from a fearful state. Your mind cannot tell between what is imagined to be true or not. Your body will simply listen to your narrative and reflect it back to you. You do not know what is in the future. It is an open book full of potential. You have a choice to imagine a better future or continue with the fear-based one
on limitation, and your body will continue to reflect energetically what you are thinking. Whatever you focus on will grow into a feeling. Ponder on this for a moment. If I linger on the world as all doom and gloom, nothing I do will make any difference. Soon I will feel helpless as my body reflects this thought back to me. Yet if I get aligned to my inner peace, calm, and source of unconditional love, I return to feeling expansive, calm, and hopeful in a wonderful world full of possibilities that are germinating, even if I cannot see it materialize fully in this now moment. Here is your optimum aligned state of being for creating a new field of possibility. It is a bit like you cannot see the spring bulbs underneath the earth, yet suddenly out shoots the first leaves, then the stem, and before you know, the plant is in full bloom. If you notice, in nature, not all blooms all at once. Some will flourish. Others will be swamped by other plants competing for space. So our mind can compete for space, get busy, frenetic, and chaotic. Pretty soon our body, as it carries this mental load, begins to also feel frenetic, chaotic, and stressed. It is a case of recognizing by feeling your aligned innate energy to be this peace, expansive light, and unconditional light and love. Then when you do not feel this, your body is actually doing you a favor by reflecting back your discordance so that you can stop, pause long enough to regather your thoughts to produce a better feeling state in your body. How clever is this feedback system of your body? Here's what I do when I feel weighed down. I go to the beach for my anchor of expansiveness, calmness. I breathe into the waves to gain my inner rhythm of calm. I then instruct my mind to let it all go, hand over my worries of the world. I then offer a prayer for how I wish the world to be, such as uniting peacefully, justice being restored, and communities thriving with a space of unconditional love, compassion, patience, and kindness. A space that will bring out the best in us as opposed to feeling oppressed, belittled, or diminished by fear-based thinking. I breathe into this. I breathe into my remedy, and taking this in as a whole mind-body spiritual experience. Then I observe my state recalibrating, my mood shifting to joy and gratitude, and my peace restored. Gratitude follows naturally during this process. Try it out. Daily practice recalibrating your energy, focus and landing with nature's beauty. I return to this practice every time I may get tripped up energetically, when I have landed with someone else's energy that is not mine, and then letting the universe or God handle it. Sometimes, more often than not, it is a case of divine time, waiting for other aspects to line up before the next window opens, inviting you in for a beautiful experience. Remember, God or the universe works with you, beside you, and all around you. You are not alone. All these components take time to develop. To summarize, recognize you are feeling off because your mind may have landed in fear. Go to a peaceful place, either in person or in your mind's eye, like imagine walking the beach, breathing into sea air, the waves. Then instruct your mind to let go of carrying the burdens of the world and anybody else from your body and being. Breathe into your remedy, such as peace, calm, relaxation, and allow time for your body to reset. And with regular practice, this will become second nature, like learning how to ride a bike. If you struggle to let go of other energies, you may consider receiving some one-on-one therapy, where we can deep dive into some core wounds and limiting beliefs to transform them into a more loving and free state of mind and being. Therapy is like training wheels. You need it for a time until you're ready to take off without them. I have a couple of announcements to make before I wrap up and announce my special guest for the next show in October. Each month I hold Healing Circles of Light from home, alternate Wednesday evenings from 7 to 8:30pm and monthly on the first Monday of each month from 10am to 11:30am. book online at my website, healingembrace.co.nz, or you can find me on Facebook under Healing Embrace. Next month, we have some exciting events happening here in Christchurch. First is the Body, Mind, Spirit Health Expo, held at the Pioneer Recreation Centre, Saturday and Sunday, October 14th and 15th. I will be there with my stall offering massage, healing, plus workshops. Then at the end of October, I'm hosting a brand new workshop, Nurture and Create Spring Refresh. Relax into a day of spiritual guidance, guided meditation, nurturing yourself in an exchange of massage, foot bath, or healing. What do you enjoy giving of your time to pamper another? It might be a simple hand massage or a shoulder rub. Then enjoy a shared lunch with an afternoon of creativity. Here you have the option of being guided to create your vision circle or work on your own project. Bring your own materials for your craft. Plus, I will provide some basics such as paper and coloured pencils for a vision circle. Then we close with a sharing circle and meditation, leaving you feeling relaxed, rejuvenated and uplifted. You can book this class online at my website, and this will also be on Facebook. This is limited to 10 participants, so be sure to book your space. Now for the theme of upcoming October show, Laugh, Play and Joy. Inviting laughter to play and feel our spirit and joy, plus an incredible new guest, Hannah Airy. Hannah is an amazing woman, trained in numerous healing modalities, including training with world-renowned Wim Hof, the Iceman, in 2017, whose Wim Hof method combines breathing, mindset, and cold exposure. Hannah is also a contributing author in a number one Amazon best-selling book, Changemakers, 20 Transformational Stories from Women Making an Impact in the Lives of Others. Hannah is also the founder of South Island's first laughter club and the second one in New Zealand. In her words, it's weird, wonderful, and extremely powerful and life-changing, supporting her to come off anxiety medication. Laughter Club is where I first met Hannah and grew to be a big fan of cultivating laughter for wellness. More recently, I have dived deeper into laughter with Hannah's laughter yoga training here in Christchurch, where I also got to devour her delicious badass brownies, a culinary delight she pours her heart and soul into. Join me next month to explore laugh, play and joy for well-being and to welcome in my guest Hannah Airy, exploring her modalities to support you in times of stress, anxiety and invite new ways to a wellness response in your life. Tune in here third Tuesday each month at 9 a.m. You have been listening to Linda Light Channel, a show that brings you beautiful healing energy with light language, guided meditation and healing conversations for your mind, body and spiritual well-being. Join me each month here on Linda Light Channel. Please email me with any of your healing support requests on this email, lightchannel360@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to being with you at my next show.